We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. It is our top local story. Charges are now filed against a former Angels employee in the death of pitcher Tyler Skaggs. KMX 1070's Randy Cardoon. More in this live report.
A federal grand jury in Texas handed down a two-count indictment on the former Angels media relations employee for giving Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs a mixture that contained a substance that resulted in the pitcher's death in a Texas hotel room before an Angels-Rangers series back in June of last year. Eric Kay allegedly gave Skaggs a substance containing fentanyl, which resulted in him choking to death while taking a nap. The indictment alleges Kay and unspecified others conspired to possess with intent to distribute fentanyl in or before 2017, and that Kay and Skaggs had a history of narcotic transactions. Kay was arrested back in August, but has yet to enter a plea. Skaggs died at the age of 27. Randy Cardoon, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Court documents unsealed today show Mexico's former defense secretary helped smuggle thousands of kilograms of cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine, and marijuana into the United States in exchange for bribes. Officials say General Salvador Cienfuegos acted on behalf of the H2 cartel while he was defense secretary. Thousands of intercepted BlackBerry messages show the general ensured military operations were not conducted against the cartel. He allegedly introduced cartel leaders to other corrupt Mexican officials. California's rate of unemployment down to 11% after the state economy created nearly 100,000 new jobs in the month of September. That headline figure is an improvement over the 11.2 rate we had in the month of August, but economic analyst Sung Won Son of Loyola Marymount University tells KNX the California labor market is still getting hit hard by the pandemic.
Small to medium-sized businesses are laying people off, and more will be laid off. Many of the workers who were furloughed, they are now being let go permanently.
He says the state economy is out of crisis mode now and has stabilized, and he tells us these figures for September could have been worse.
To me, this is encouraging in part because the federal government stimulus has lapsed. In addition, California has been suffering from the wildfires. Considering all this, California's economy has stabilized somewhat.
Today's figures show California has now recovered more than a third of the 2.6 million jobs lost during the first 2 months of the pandemic. State officials say they'll file an appeal after the Trump administration rejected a request for a disaster declaration that would have led to possibly hundreds of millions of dollars in emergency relief funding to California to help with the recent wildfires.
California's already strapped for cash thanks to the pandemic, and now, after another brutal fire season, the feds have rejected the governor's request for a disaster declaration and the federal aid money. In a statement, the White House indicated that President Trump agreed with FEMA's recommendation to reject the request since some data was missing, like damage estimates from the recent fires. Mark Sandelo with the University of California's Washington Center said initially he believed the rejection was political.
But it's hard to imagine that if this were happening in, say, Florida or Ohio or Wisconsin or Michigan or Pennsylvania or the states that are likely to determine the outcome of this election, that there would have been any thought of denying this aid.
An official with the governor's Office of Emergency Services tells me by email that California will appeal the decision while looking for other sources of reimbursement. Of course, this comes as forecasters see a hot, dry winter ahead and what seems to be a never-ending fire season. John Baird, KNX 1070, News Radio.
The denial of federal money for fire damage comes at the same time the president is getting set to come to California for a big fundraiser.
That fundraiser is at the home of the very wealthy Palmer Luckey, who's given more than $400,000 to the president's campaign himself. Some tickets to this event, $150,000 for a couple to get a picture with Donald Trump. So while the president is here looking for your dollars, the denial of money to help us, says Politico's Carla Marinucci, is filled with irony.
The president was just here a few weeks ago in Sacramento giving awards to some of the rescuers in that creek fire. And at the same time, that is one of the fires in which the request for financial aid is being turned down.
And now the president's in Orange County this weekend looking for help from Californians in his campaign against Joe Biden. Dick Helton, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Early voting shattering some records in Orange County. The OC Registrar of Voters receiving around 30,000 ballots for 6 days straight. Volume that the county's never seen before, this early before an election. The registrar, Neil Kelly, says the numbers are off the charts, likely the result of the pandemic. He says ballots cast by Democrats are also outpacing those of Republicans by the tens of thousands.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.